What I'd like to do now is to move on to another topic, that of VAT grouping. The majority of businesses are registered in their own right. A partnership, a sole trader, a limited company will have its own VAT registration. However, there is something called VAT grouping which is available to corporate bodies. I use the term corporate bodies rather than company because it does extend just that little bit further than ordinary companies. Certainly it includes limited companies, companies limited by guarantee or by share. It also includes such things as LLPs, which are corporate bodies for these purposes. If you have UK corporate bodies under common control, and here we're talking about ordinary Companies Act rules, then they can be registered as one for VAT purposes. This has some interesting effects. If you're VAT registered as one body, all supplies are treated as if they were made by one body. So instead of each company having its own VAT number and charging VAT separately as a result, and reporting it separately on different VAT returns, there's only one VAT number and only one VAT return. All supplies are treated as being made by one person. The other thing, of course, is that you can't trade with yourself. And as a result of that, supplies between corporate bodies within the same VAT group are ignored. You don't have to charge each other VAT. The other really important point to remember, and this is the main downside, is that group VAT members have joint and several liability. As a result of this, if one company goes under and has a significant debt to HMRC, the other companies, the other members, could be held liable. So why does anybody get involved with VAT grouping at all? There are several advantages. The main one, of course, is that point we've already made. Supplies between members are ignored. As a result of that, if you've got a partly exempt company and it is trading with its taxable sisters, when those sister companies make charges to it and charge VAT, you're manufacturing a VAT loss simply by dealing with an associated company. Put them in a VAT group and that VAT charge disappears. And as a result of that, you've saved yourself some VAT immediately. There are other advantages too. As we can see, VAT grouping can be very beneficial. There's no compulsion. You can plan. You may have six companies which are eligible to join a VAT group, but only elect to put four or five in, or even fewer. I came across one organisation a couple of weeks ago that had four companies. Three were taxable companies, and one was almost wholly exempt. The temptation was to put the wholly exempt company into the VAT group to negate the effect of the VAT charges made by those other companies to it. Certainly, if we'd done that, there would have been a VAT saving. But then, of course, the whole group would have become partly exempt. That particular company was a finance company, and it was making some very valuable loans to other people, both within and outside of the group. If we'd put that company into the group, the overall recovery in the group would have plummeted, and it would actually have cost more than the saving we would have made by putting the company in and not having the output tax charge. Whenever planning for VAT groups, it's very, very important to think it through all the way. And of course, you can't just look at historic results and base things on that. You also need to look forward to the business's plans. Are those companies going to change their activities any particular way in the near future? If they do, then grouping might not be attractive. The other thing you've got to be a little bit careful of is the fact that grouping has been used in a very large variety of planning schemes. HMRC are aware of these schemes, and some of them they're happy with, but some of them they feel go a little bit too far. As a result of that, HMRC have given themselves significant powers when it comes to VAT groups. If they feel that a business has taken steps to avoid VAT through the use of grouping, they have the right to take a company which is outside of the group and treat it as if it were in the group all along. They also have the right to take a company which is in the group and treat it as if it never was in the group. And the other thing they can do if they wish is to disregard the basic provisions. If they do this, then any supply between group members, which otherwise would be disregarded, becomes relevant and drops back into the normal VAT charge. VAT grouping, therefore, is a very useful concept, but is one that should only be ever used with great care and thought beforehand.